This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Irazima Trevino Martinez. Date of birth, September 24, 1971. Case ID number is 641-4732. Date of exam, December 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mario Anzaldúa, dated 4/26/2023. Identifying information. This is a 52-year-old separated female with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of arthritis, depression / anxiety, high blood pressure, and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a provider for 15 years. During that time, she worked 4 to 5 hours per day, 7 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a mobile home, and her husband does not assist her with any of the payments. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, arthritis. Number two, depression / anxiety. Number three, hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations. Number one, arthritis. The claimant states that in 2016, she started to have pain in her wrist and knee areas. The claimant was told that she had a right knee medial meniscal tear and patellar syndrome. She's been told that she has rheumatoid arthritis, but there's no documentation to prove that. The claimant states that x-rays were taken as well as lab tests, which confirmed that she had the diagnosis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels in the evening. The claimant states that she frequently falls because her legs give out on her. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she's not able to squat. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, but unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet at this time. She is able to sweep and mop and button her clothes. The claimant states that she can only lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Sines. She is presently taking Tylenol 800 milligrams BID for pain, which does give her some relief. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, doing the laundry, and sweeping and mopping. She does not go to the grocery store, and she doesn't cook at this time. Allegation number two, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that since 1990, she has had problems with anxiety and depression. She states she suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and states that she feels like she has to be alone. She states that her children say that she's going crazy. The claimant only bathes once every 2 weeks, and she brushes her teeth every 3 to 4 days. Her mental status is fair. Her general appearance appeared to be fairly well kept and wearing casual attire. She did not smell bad. Her behavior was cooperative, but she had poor eye contact with me, but was alert. The claimant is oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person, and she appeared to have a good attention and concentration. Her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate, clarity, tone appeared to be depressed and somewhat anxious. She has difficulty articulating what she wants to express. Her memory is fair. Her thought processes are normal, and there was no abnormalities reported for her thought content. She states that she does hear voices, especially her name being called out, and states that it's her father calling her. And she does see shadows. The claimant did attempt to cut her left arm and commit suicide when she was 13 years old, but has had no suicidal thoughts or attempts since that time. She also has no homicidal thoughts. The claimant's father passed away approximately 3 years ago, and she's been separated from an abusive husband who abused her physically, which has caused anxiety and stress in her situation. She denies any substance abuse and is presently taking trazodone 100 milligrams QHS with acetylopram 25 milligrams QD. The claimant does have a history of smoking 1/3 pack of cigarettes per day for 25 years. Otherwise, her history is pretty much normal. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, occipital headaches that she had been having for approximately 8 years, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 110 over 75 mmHg. She is presently taking losartan 25 milligrams BID and lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her blood pressure at this time. Allegations number four, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 35 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and sometimes of her hands. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 240 to 300 milligrams/DL. Her blood glucose level yesterday was 230. She states the lowest it's ever been is 240 and that the highest it's ever been is 590 milligrams/DL. She states also that her hemoglobin A1C a couple of months ago was 11%, and now her last hemoglobin A1C, which was recent, is 7%, indicating that she's well controlled. She is presently taking insulin glargine, 50 units QHS, Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams Q week, and metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. Her condition appears to be stable. Family history. Her father died from Alzheimer's disease and complications at the age of 75. Her mother is alive. She's 70 and has problems with diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and depression. Medications: trazodone 100 mg QHS, atorvastatin 20 mg QD, insulin glargine 50 units QHS, losartan 25 mg BID, lisinopril 20 mg QD, Ozempic 0.5 mg Q-week, acetylopram 25 mg QD, omeprazole 40 mg BID, diclofenac cream applied TID to affected areas, and metformin 1,000 mg BID. Also trazodone 100 mg QHS. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, history of urolithiasis with lithotripsy performed on the stones, history of pyelonephritis, diabetes mellitus type 2, obesity, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, depression, comma, possible rheumatoid arthritis, comma, anxiety, comma, major surgeries, left urolithiasis with lipsotripsy performed, C-section times 3, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1/3 pack of cigarettes per day for 25 years, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 204 pounds, height 5 feet, 1.5 inches tall, BP 110 over 75 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 38, general. This is a 52-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant did have multiple teeth that were missing and appears to have poor hygiene. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/40. And pinhole was 20/40. Binocular uncorrected was 20/40. Could you please drop down to after abdomen? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was normal. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have rosacea of the face. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the right knee, secondary to a medial meniscal tear and peripatellar tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. And the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities as well as in the left lower extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side as well as 90 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. The claimant was having pain secondary to her knee and was unable to perform the straight leg raise on the right side in the supine position, but still was able to perform it. Sensory examination is mildly abnormal for the feet and hands. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of the right knee, but normal range of motion and strength for the left knee. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from the sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had mild difficulty in walking on her heels, but was able to walk on her toes. The claimant was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. She especially has problems with the right knee. Assistive devices. The claimant requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose fingers, make a full fist, and pinch. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal for the right knee area. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the right lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, which was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right knee, where the claimant appears to have peripatellar pain and tenderness, as well as a possible medial meniscal tear, which has not been treated. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild anxiety and depression. Probable diagnoses: arthritis, dash, questionable rheumatoid arthritis, not confirmed with medical records or physical exam. Number 2, depression slash anxiety, dash, being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. Number 3, hypertension, being treated at this time, blood pressure is 110 over 75 mmHg, which is normal. Number 4, diabetes mellitus, type 2, being treated at this time. The last hemoglobin A1C was 7%, which indicates the claimant is well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name Irazema Trevino Martinez.